101.1 is Cincinnati's number one for hip-hop and R&B and home of the Russ Paul Morning Show. It is Red Carpet Radio, 57th Grammys, live from the Staples Centers in Los Angeles, California. DJ Skills.
It's Kells, and let me just say this. Whether it's a hot event or a party, you know Estelle is here.
I'm so happy out here looking like I'm in these streets.
Estelle, you know you turned up.
I am not turned up, except if it's for Jesus. I don't know what that means.
Estelle, you party.
When Jesus said yes, I'm a conqueror. That's how I feel.
How are you?
I am good. I am so good.
It's good to see you.
Thank you, man. And you. I'm you.
Yes.
Glad to be back.
And you're working on that another album, True Romance.
Less than 14 days, she comes out.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. It's like, this is my baby girl. Mm. They're all my kids, really. My parents keep asking me, and I keep being like, yeah, so these albums? Listen.
Uh-huh.
But no, this is my girl. We've been working on it for the past 3 years. Mm. That's my quota time period for me to put albums out. Because people be like, where the hell, where'd you go? What?
Uh-huh.
I'm like, man, I'm living, you know? But it comes out February 17th. It's called True Romance. I'm really excited. It's my girl. It's like, wow.
Did my song make the album?
Which, Make a Say?
Make a Say.
Hell yeah.
Yes!
Absolutely.
Nothing
yeah.
you want, Mick. I love it.
Know. You did. You lost your mind for that one. I
did.
It.
When they first played the format, I said, oh, this is it.
This is it, right.
This is it.
It's a feeling. And the more people that like kind of catch it, they're like, yo, she always does something slightly freaky.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I'm a realist. I'm a realistic person. I don't want to ever put music out that doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And so. It's genuine to who you are.
Exactly, yeah.
Who's all on the album?
Oh, goodness. Producers more than features. I didn't want to do a record that had I feature a lot. You
Thank
know?
You.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing that.
I do a lot of features, you know. And everyone does records with everybody else on them. I'm like, it's not a feature record. This is my album.
Mm-hmm.
This is my cohesive set, you know, piece of music. The only feature I have on the record is a guy called J.I.B.
Mm-hmm.
Poet, wonderful, amazing poet. If you remember Jesus Walks,
yes.
Poet on the end of that, that's him. So you can understand the quality.
Mm-hmm.
But this album was Justice League, D. Smith from Atlanta. I worked with Shakespeare, Keith Harris, who produced a lot on American Boy, and has done so many records with me since then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I went back to musician producers and people who play instruments versus
some
semi-beat.
Folks don't know what that is nowadays, just being honest.
And this is why I'm different. You know?
Estelle.
Yeah.
Can we get you on a reality show?
I don't know. I've been thinking about this, man. I'm just... The thought of waking up at 5 a.m., putting on makeup to get out of my bed at 6 and, you know, wake up with a face full of makeup. You know?
Would you do, like, a Love & Hip Hop?
No.
No?
I can categorically say no. No, that's not my style. That's not my thing, you know. I have friends on the shows, but that's not my style. I think if I did a reality show, it would be scripted and a bit more... produced, if you know what I'm saying, a bit more like Larry David style, you know, Husbands of Hollywood, you know, parody of myself. You wouldn't catch me in there being a parody of my, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I couldn't, I just, my feet, no, makeup, no.
So what's the growth from like All of Me to True Romance? Like what's changed?
Man, it's the in-between. I'm not in anyone's relationship. I'm not cussing the guy out and I ain't looking for a dude either. I'm good. You know, I'm comfortable.
Right.
And it's that in-between period. I think when people break up with people, they, you know, they tend to run to albums that are like, I'm happy. Just, you know, this is great. It's wonderful. And meanwhile, I'm here like, so I ain't quite, but I'm still good, you know. And that's what I wanted to write about. As simple as that. I thought, I can't do a happy record that is, you know, without some kind of, well, I'm not there yet. You know, and I wanted to speak about what I was going through. I'm going through being single. I'm going through brain farts in the last relationship. I'm going through, man, this is where I'd like to end up. Man, I like good sex. And let me see if I can find a dude.
Amen.
You're right. I don't know no one who don't.
So, Estelle,
so.
Where's the party tonight?
I don't know.
Lies!
I'm grown. I sleep at night.
Estelle.
Jesus says yes.
Really? We was in Vegas partying.
Jesus
Stop
told
it.
Me I'm a conqueror.
Yo, no, we got a bottle of Hennessy. What are we drinking?
Oh, no Hennessy. No.
Romance.
Yeah.
February 17th. I'm
Absolutely.
So proud for you.
Thank you so much.
You know, it's always love.
I appreciate you, darling.
It's 101.1 The Wiz.